Log Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot. It's DJ IQ.
Runway. Ganja Laser.
I am the voice. You have no choice. I am the voice. You have no choice. I am the voice. Move from the wall.
Chicago this weekend. We're going to get into the Brett Balenciaga and Mariah Balenciaga fight and the chair throwing. We're going to get into the Smurf Khan versus Calvin 007 fight that happened at the All-Star Show. We're going to get into why Mother Kelly Mizrahi is going to kick somebody's ass when she sees them. We're going to get into my mascot and his thinning motherfucking braids, Miss Thing. How he got read by the girls, Miss Thing. We're going to get into it all. So text your girlfriend, I am your girlfriend, and let them know that it's going down on Blog Talk Radio / Tens of Chops, 347-215-6820, because it's going to be a mess, honey, and we're going to be here. And to all the madness get out, all the girls get their reads in, all the girls get their shots in, bitch, it's going down here tonight, bitch, okay? You know we have not been on air since last week, Monday, and so much has happened and so much has went down. I have all the dish. I have all the tea. I have all my reporters that have been out across the country. They have the tea about the balls in Chicago. They have the tea about the balls in Atlanta. They have the tea about the ball that happened in New Jersey this weekend. It's going to be a mess. It's going to be a motherfucking shitty night. And the shit starts now. I've been trying to call Rodney, but his phone is going haywire. I got to get Miss Tayana up on this line. I need to get Miss Ray Ray up on this line, because I heard, well, I'm going to tell you what I heard. What I heard was, at the ball in Chicago, I think they said it was only about 3 or 4 categories. They said during a battle, Mother Tayana Ebony changed her vote. I heard she got smacked by Ray Ray. I don't know if what's true about that situation or anything, so we got to get into that. Then I heard that Mariah Balenciaga and Brett Balenciaga got into it, and Mariah came so strong up out of drags, Miss Thing, and they gave the race. She was throwing chairs and tables and everything. It was just a mess, Miss Thing. I'm gagging at all of the shit that went on, honey. This weekend, I was here in New York City, and I went to the pool with my children, and after the pool, I went to the All-Star Show at Junior High School 195, and then we had the Smirk Con and the Calvin 007 fight, and Calvin snuck Smirk, and it was a big thing, and Mother Nicole Kahn called me, and she was reading me down, and all types of things, and she was reading my mascot and my cameraman, and all types of things, Miss Thing. It was just a mess, Miss Thing, and then the Nelly 007, and then this other child sincere fight that they had, Miss Thing. It was a big mess. The cops came and everything, and oh my God, it was a mess. Oh, I cooked mashed potatoes. I made mashed potato meatloaf, and I made corn and cornbread tonight for dinner. That's what I made for dinner, boiler. That's what I made. Oh, but baby, we're going to get into all the madness. I'm trying to wait for all these girls to call in and press 1 and everything. I don't know what's going on with the girls, Miss Thing, and shit. But hold on, I got a caller. It's a private caller. Let's see. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show. What's the E? Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller. Okay, private caller, you're gone. The next caller I have is 267-588. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
I'm fine.
What's going on? Who am I speaking with?
Oh, I was just calling to make sure my phone was working. Thank you anyway.
Girl. Okay, so I guess the girls is not ready, and, you know, I don't know what's the tea with these girls, Miss Thing. Hold on. All you girls know, honey, you want to listen to the show, we don't accept private callers. Only 15 is allowed to call in here private. Honey, hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller. Private caller, you're gone. 347-330, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Hi, Kelly. What's going on?
What's going on? Who am I speaking with?
Letitia.
To who?
Letitia.
Letitia who?
No, Letitia.
Who?
It's Miss Cabbage, bitch. I'm just calling to find out what happened while my child got shaded at that motherfucking ball.
What child?
Joseph.
What ball he got shaded at?
The one in Atlanta.
Oh, I don't know about the ball in Atlanta. I waited for the girls to call in and give me the tea. The only thing I did hear about at the ball in Atlanta is grand prize went to Mother Felicity Mizrahi for Big Girl's Face for the $2,000. That's the only thing I heard about the ball in Atlanta. I didn't hear anything else about Atlanta. But what was the shade?
They said that that Andre got up the judges panel and let the father of the house of Mugler, what's his name? Exotic.
Yes.
Yeah. And it was 4-4, and Exotic picked the other person. But Exotic was never on the judges panel.
Andre, I'm calling you now. I didn't hear anything about that. Hold on. I don't know. I don't think Rodney was at the ball in in Atlanta. So I don't know who would have the tea about the ball in Atlanta, honey. I'm trying to figure out that tea. I don't know. Oh, Rodney was there. Oh, they said Rodney was there. Hold on, I'm calling Rodney right now.
All right.
Hold on, I'm calling Rodney. I'm getting Rodney on the phone right now. Rodney, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. What's going on?
Okay, Kevin. Cabbage want to know what happened at the ball in Atlanta.
Where do you want me to start?
You can start from the beginning if you need me, but when you get to Remy for the script, make sure you call my attention very finely.
Oh, wow. Well, we can start with Remy for the Twist. Was there any issues or something with Remy for the Twist that I need to know about?
Well, who was on the judges panel, Andre or the Mugler?
The Mugler was there at that time.
But wasn't Andre there for the beginning of the category?
I don't know who was there from the beginning. I don't think so.
No, okay.
He wasn't, because he wasn't there. The Mugler was there from the beginning because Lawrence lost because the Mugler was the final vote, and he voted for Mugler. So he was already up there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for the girls that wasn't watching. Yeah, he was already up there. Because he voted for his house member to break the tie for Lawrence.
Oh, okay. So it was just all about a vote.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I wouldn't take nothing away from Smiles. Don't get me wrong.
Right. I know what you're talking about, because they talk about him changing his vote.
You know, Atlanta is his city. He runs it. Yes, okay. You give it your hands down.
Right, but earlier in one of the categories, I was trying to count the votes myself, and I was confused a little bit, so I asked, Selvin very nicely to recount the votes for me, because I was looking at something differently, and when he did recount it, I walked up there with my husband, the person was a Blahnik, and, Camaro, they was up there too, so he was standing by his husband, and I walked my husband up front, and when they recounted the votes, Smiles won, which I thought Smiles won the first time, but when Selvin counted the votes, the Blahnik had won. So I asked them to recount the votes, and, they did it. So I figured, at the end that they, if they want to recount the votes again, they could have done that as well. I did it for Miles.
Yeah, I wasn't there. My fault.
But, Sad was standing right next to me, but I thought, I thought Joseph had won, but then they said, no, Smiles had won, because Fatty and I was looking at each other and was like talking. It was like, shit. We both were like, fuck, what I'm saying? But then they said Smiles, Grandpa. I was like, oh, shit. So.
Wow.
What happened?
Overall, I liked the ball. I had a good time. Just a late start, but, that's Atlanta. Liquor was flowing. The food was catered. They actually were cooking on site. So the place was smelling nice and good, cutting the fruit up and everything right at the ball. That Ken really went out. He was shorthanded. His partner wasn't there, but he did the best he could do, to maintain order and everything like that.
His partner, who?
Say it again?
His partner who? Booty?
Yeah, Booty.
Why he wasn't at the ball?
Booty was,
I'm telling you, he was...
I'm not saying no, because I don't know. But let me tell you something. The only thing I heard about the Bull Cabbage was that Felicity won the $2,000. That's all I cared about. I didn't ask about anything else or none of that stuff. I just wanted to know what big girl won the coins. That's it. I didn't ask about anything.
Felicity won.
From this
Ride.
Conversation, Booties in Jamaica.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
Felicity won grand prize. Well deserved. Head to toe, everything, the category stated, the whole package. She looked just magnificent.
I know that's right. Work it out, Mother Felicity.
Yeah, and Little Twist was won by Smiles. He was the new Twister. Joseph won the old, and then they battled. A lot of the battles for Twist could have went either way. You know what I'm saying? So just based on, well, the judges had the final say, so that's how it went. Team Realness was good. Every time I battle with my brother, it's always good. I battled Jihad and his partner, Country Chanel, and also Fatty. Can't remember who his partner was. He's always good when we're on the floor together. We battle on the floor, but when you're off the floor, it's genuine love, no shade like the other categories. You know what I'm saying? Some people hate that we battle and they want to, you know what I'm saying, cause controversy, but we as grown men overlook all that, the naysayers and the cheerleaders, and we battle, and we go get a drink afterwards. So, you know what I'm saying, I like all that. So me and my Realness brothers, they definitely brought Team Realness to light that night. Congratulations to my partner, Kellen, 007.
I know, that's right, working on out.
And, let me see, which Queen Face was won by an Ebony. Don't know his name. Let's see what else. Female Figure Performance, Bring It Like a Legend, was won by Chi Chi Mugler. He did his rendition of Mercedes Prodigy. He was so on point with the performance, you would have thought it was Mercedes.
Mm.
He definitely gave you the Mercedes. The girl who did Roxy, I think she was a Herrera, at the beginning of her performance, she did okay. Because the crowd was really was liking it. But at the end, she got a little draining, a little sloppy, but the judges, they chopped her. But I think she did well enough to get the 10 from when she started the performance to midway through, and it got a little long, so the judges chopped her. I did particularly, myself, I liked the first half panel. Once they started switching off a little bit, it started getting a little, a little shaky. But the first half judges were what I would consider on point with their judging. Everything I saw, they saw. Not saying that, I'm a perfect judge or whatever, but when I was talking to people like beside me, I was like, I don't think so. I really, then they'll say, chop, thank you. So I'm like, okay. But yeah, they were, the first, it was Che Che Chanel, Mariah Balenciaga, Andre Mizrahi, Ray Ebony, Fred Garçon, Jay Blahnik, and Terry. That group definitely, they looked like they were paying attention. Some people didn't know what the category was calling for, so they were trying their best to make sure that everybody did know what it was calling for, so they had to keep calling Ken. I helped him out a little bit using my phone, pull up the categories and stuff. So he was doing the best he could do, doing it by himself or whatever. So I want to give kudos to Ken on a successful giving out all your money and having all the categories and try to appease everybody, which you can, but you did your best. And, the grand prize is like Big Girl's face. You have to hold. Selvin did his best as well to try to hold the category to get everybody a chance to get in the building. But it's so much you can do with the ball already.
Somebody just hit me up, and they said that Selvin wasn't doing his best to hold the category. Selvin was trying to hold the category for specific girls to get in the building whenever they ever started counting down from 30. That's what the girls gave.
Yeah, he did that to try to give everybody a chance to get out there so they won't say he closed the category before they got a chance to come down. Because once, you know what I'm saying, you counted it down to 30, then you stop, then you ask Ken what was doing. So he tried to make sure that everybody came out there, not specific girls, because Felicity walked first. Felicity came down. Another Chanel came. She came. So the girls came down, but it was just more girls that was, when they called the category, instead of getting out the car coming in, they said it was, like, still outside or still in the car or something like that. So 7 counted down for 30 to try to get everybody to come in. So I think that would, I commend him on trying to appease everybody. But, of course, you know what I'm saying, if you get to the ball when the category is at 20 and rushing to get out of the car, not even have your shoes and stuff on and all that type of stuff, then sometimes it doesn't work in your favor.
Mm. Okay.
But he did definitely count down, a long countdown, and he paused and told Ken to come down here. And Ken, what do you want to do? Do you want to hold the category for the other girls to come, or do you want to close the category so we can go ahead with the ball? So Ken's like, well, you counted it down from 30, whatever, we, you know, send you whatever, we have to close the category so these girls can battle. And that's what happened.
Okay. Well, what happened with this fight? I don't know about Brett Balenciaga and Mariah and this fight, and Mariah throwing tables and chairs and shit.
It was an internal AGA situation, and that's all I know about the situation. I just know Mariah and Brett was in an incident, and Kitty was, you know, refereeing, trying to make sure that they maintain their rapport at the ball so everybody can stay in and we can continue with the ball so it wouldn't get shut down. So they did their best to handle it, and Ken went over there, and they dealt with the situation, and both parties stayed in the ball, and we kept it going.
Too much information, too much, honey. Honey, I don't know what the fuck is going on with my photo bucket, honey. I'm trying to upload these motherfucking videos, honey, but she is carrying on. I should have did her earlier, but I've been so busy running around and all of this stuff with all these madness and the fights and things. Well, since we all talked about the ball in Atlanta and the world was a success, I gotta definitely congratulate you, Ken. Not having your other half there at the ball, but still maintaining to still have your ball and have all your categories and definitely give out all your money. So definitely to Ken, you're definitely the first ball in the last couple of months that definitely gets a motherfucking 10 for that. Congratulations to you, Ken, for definitely doing that. It's been a long time since a ball has got a 10, honey. And Ken, you have definitely got a 10 from your function. From me, and I wasn't there, but the outcome that Rodney has gave, the outcome that Rodney has gave and said about your ball, Ken, it's definitely a 10 in my book. All your categories was given, and all your money was given out, and you didn't even have your partner there, and you still maintained to give the ball. So congratulations to you, Ken, on that, honey. Cabbage, are you still there with us?
Yeah, I'm here, baby.
Okay, I'm waiting for Rodney to come back because now that we went to Atlanta, I want to go on over.
Kelly,
hold on.
Put me on mute or something?
No, I didn't put you on mute, Rodney. You there?
Oh, I have Ken on the line. He wants to speak.
Hey, Ken.
What up, Kelly? How's it going?
What's going on? I was just saying, I definitely do want to congratulate you on having a successful ball, and I also want to say it was, you know, it's been a long time on Blog Talk Radio since we have given a ball a 10, and your ball has definitely got a 10. You have all your categories. You have given up all your cash, and I heard you have catering and everything, and you didn't even have your partner in crime with you there to have the function, so we definitely got to give you a 10. It's been about 3 or 4 months since we have given a ball a 10, but your ball definitely do get a 10 for what Rodney gave about your function.
Yeah, I appreciate that. How you been doing?
I've been doing great. I've been doing wonderful. Just sitting here, living life to the fullest.
That's what's up. Well, I'm glad I got a 10 for the ball. Of course, you know, for everybody that throws a ball knows that it's hella stress. You know, I mean, it is. It's hella stress. But for the controversy, with the Ebonies and, you know, what's going on with the Exotic changing his vote. I mean, I didn't see that. I heard about it. It was brought to me as well. Kelly, I was ripping and running from upstairs to downstairs, downstairs to upstairs, trying to make sure things was handled. I mean, I'm sorry that happened, but that's all I can say. For all the underground shit and people hitting me up like, oh, well, I didn't want the Ebonies to win because Cassandra beat me in North Carolina, like, that's bullshit. Like, that's not even in my blood. I don't do stuff like that. Andre was on the panel for the first half, and he was also on the panel for the second half, and there was controversy because the Mooglayers, who had every right to come to me because they paid for a table just like everybody else, should have had a representative on the panel. They didn't. Me and Gramps discussed that. I asked Gramps, did he want to be on the panel? He said, no, let Exotic do it. That's when Andre said, you know, well, hey, I don't mind getting off the panel. And that's when, you know, Exotic took his place. Now, whoever Exotic voted for, you know, that was on him. The only thing I can say is, hey, I'm sorry that happened. And, you know, that's just that.
Okay, I know that's right. Work it out.
But,
any questions?
Like I said,
any questions? Anybody have any questions
out
for
yeah,
Ken
was,
while we have another?
Like, what'd you say?
No, I was asking any of the callers or anybody that's on the line, do they have any questions for you while you're on the phone? But I don't think anybody should have any questions, bitch. These bitches ain't been to that motherfucking ball in months when they gave out all their money and had all their categories.
Exactly.
Bitch. No, I don't think they should have no questions or no gripes or anything. I think everybody should be great and fine, honey.
I also want to apologize to Rose Chanel, that was another big girl who wanted to walk. Me and her talked afterwards, and, you know, she kind of came up to me and was telling me about how she spent this and spent that. And I totally understand because, like I say, I know how it is when you're trying to get to a ball, especially when it's grand prize. But at the same time, you know, I did announce the ball, too, tried to start at, like, 1 a.m. It's Atlanta. You know, I tried my best. Hey, it didn't happen. The ball didn't fucking start to like, 4:30, 5 a.m. So, you know, it's been announced that Big Girl Safe was going to be the third category of the night for months now. You know what I mean? As soon as I find out, when I knew when I was going to have it, I put it right online. Big Girl Safe was going to be the third category. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how, you know, she wasn't there on time. That's the only thing I can say. But, you know, Rose, I apologize to you. I'm glad you made the attempt to come out and support me, you know, and hopefully next time, you know, if I do throw a function. And, I don't know what to say. I just apologize that you didn't get the walk. And, you know, I'm just, if you hear me,
It's no shade to Rose. You said the ball was going to start at 1:30, the ball didn't start until 5 o'clock, and if the ball started at 1:30 and Rose still didn't get there when they had the category, Rose still never would have made it to the ball from the category anyway. So it's no shade to Rose. She should have been there on time.
I mean, you know, it was just kind of crazy. Even with the crowd being kind of good, you know, I expected, you know, certain other individuals to kind of be there. You know what I'm saying, especially with, like, all the plaques given out, the honorees that I gave. And like I said, that shit is not hard, and that shit is not cheap, especially when, you know, you don't want to have ass shit. You don't want shit to be on a certificate. I wanted to give out everything. I wanted everything to look nice. So I just kind of expected, you know, a couple of more people there who kind of made promises, but, hey, you know, it is what it is. I understand. And I'm just thankful for the people that did come out and support.
I know that's right.
Ken?
Well, Ken, I definitely do want to thank you.
Hold on,
for
Kelly.
Definitely being online and coming out and thanking everybody. But now we got to get into Rare and Smack and Tiana.
All right, well, that was cool. Like I said, it was good to hear from you, Kelly. You take care. I'm pretty sure I'll see you soon. Ronnie, I'll call you a little later on tonight.
All right, sir. Have a good one.
All right. You too.
Okay, thank you, Ken. Excuse me. Now, we have the legendary mother, the legendary overall Midwest mother, Tiana Ebony, is now on the line. Please tell us about this smack that I heard about.
Diana. I'm here. Well, first of all, I want to tell Ken that I do apologize because I was one of the ones that promised him that I was going to be at his ball. Ken, I really do apologize to you for not showing up. Now we can get to the madness.
Let's get to the madness. The girl said you got smacked.
No, I don't get smacked. Ray is like, okay, let me start off like this because I don't want to be shady. Ray is one of my close, good girlfriends.
No. I want the shady motherfucking governor of motherfucking Chicago. I don't want the political. You know what? I want Tiana. I don't want Tiana Ebony on the phone. I want Tiana, the governor, the shady girl.
Okay, well, let me tell you about this bitch, Ray. This bitch gonna sit up there and swing on me, girl. Girl, for no fucking reason, because me and Q was sitting up there having a debate about you know, the voting situation. Charmaine Scott had voted over Q, but when it came back and Q asked him, Charmaine changed his vote. So, you know, about Q being a parent, I'm talking to Q, and Ray was, like, pretty much, you know, yelling back and forth with me, too. And I'm trying to tell Ray that, you know, I'm talking to Q. Q is a parent. You know, he don't handle his own. So she just went ballistic, and, you know, she swung on me. But she didn't hit me. She wasn't. She really wasn't really trying to hit me.
Oh, no. So Ray swinging on the girls and now and shit? Let me find out. Wow. A mess. A big juice. Honey. Well, baby, if Ray of Q is on the phone line, we would definitely like to hear y'all take inside to this story. Y'all can feel free to definitely press 1. The lines are definitely open, honey. The lines are definitely open.
She actually.
Honey, and we are definitely here, honey. Baby, it's a mess, honey. It's a big juice, honey. Let me see this video download, honey, so I can see what's going on with this fucking video, honey. I'm trying. Oh, this video is taking forever, child, to fucking download. I'm trying to get this video up of the fight that happened this weekend. Hold on, Tayana. We got a call. I'm not going to that. Hold on. Hello? Hello? Oh, wait, hold on. Hello? No, call in right now. I'm going to clear the line. Bye. Okay, we're clearing the line. We're clearing the line. Over and over, Moses. Over. Round up. Yes. Ray is now calling in. I'm clearing the lines. Where is Mother Nicole Kahn? She's being requested. The mascot said he wants to speak with her. Honey, the lines are clear. Ray's calling in now. Where's the mascot? I mean, where's the mother? Hold on, I got a call. 347-335, you're live on the air.
What number you said?
347-335, you're live on the air.
Oh, what's up? This is Bay Bay. What's good?
What's going on, Bay Bay?
I'm chilling. I was just on the phone with Ray. He told me to call him right now on the freeway so he can get on the phone, too.
Right now, I got Ray right now, baby. We're going to put you back on hold, baby. I got him right here, okay? Stay right there, baby. Midwest versus Midwest. Ray, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi, everybody. I want to say, first of all, yes, me and Tayana, we had a little disagreement at the ball on Saturday. But no, I did not slap her, and no, I did not swing in the air and try to slap her, or none of that stuff transpired. I don't like the fact that Marcus got on Facebook and said that, what the fuck, Ray, trying to slap Tayana, who swings in the air, who does that? I don't appreciate that. I'm not Daryl. I wanted to say this to Marcus. Marcus, I'm not Daryl. I've never had no problem with you. Keep my name out your mouth, because I can tell you this. If I knock out all your motherfucking teeth, you will not have that halitosis problem no motherfucking more. Trust me.
Oh, shit, Ray. You hold on, Ray, and you stay right there. Because, you know, I'm a bad bitch.
I was there. This is Q, and I was there, and I saw what happened, and it wasn't nobody getting slapped. another
okay,
like
hold on, wait, wait, Q. Hold on.
My longtime friend, and I don't mean to threaten nobody, but if you don't want to get slapped, watch your motherfucking mouth.
Hold on, hold on. Ray Ray and Q, now you hold on. Y'all had y'all time to say what y'all had to say. Since you are live on the air.
Hello, I'm here.
Yes,
hello?
You're on the air, Marcus.
Why is it saying that Marcus said that y'all slapped anybody? When let me read y'all the message so people want to be so motherfucking scared. Hold on. No, Ray Ray, let me finish because I will copy and paste it for you. What the message said was, hold on. No. Let me read it to you. Because people taking it back wrong.
Excuse me. Listen, Banks told me exactly what happened. Banks is my roommate. Banks
but
don't know. Three.
I understand who Banks is.
Me.
But let
watch
me tell you this.
Watch them out, cool. Else I'm going to see you when you get your ass down here. That's what
you
know.
The message said, hello.
Hello.
Okay. Okay.
Hello.
Hey. Okay, y'all had y'all chance to talk. Let Marcus talk. Okay, Marcus, go ahead.
The message said, I got juice that legendary mother Ray Ray Mizrahi swung on legendary mother Tanyana Ebony last night at Amari's function. And it wasn't rumor because Tanyana called me and told me. Tanyana called me with Rodney on the phone and said, why did Ray Ray swing and try to swing at me? She didn't say you hit nobody. She didn't say you hit, you know, did anything. And so it was, we were in the group, we were kikiing. Everybody knew it was a joke. So this is the shade. For everybody, y'all wanted to know who was in the underground group spilling the tea. Y'all saw who it was when it was just a key. We all knew it, that y'all wasn't trying to fight each other. But, again, Marcus is taking the blame for it.
Well, this is what I want to
say. So, again, if y'all not in the room, you shouldn't – excuse me? What'd you say?
I'm about to read it to you right now. I'm about to – thanks for sitting right here. I'm about to read it to you right now. And he said someone swung – he said something about me swinging in the air.
Swinging in the air. The girls getting mad about
something about the girls getting mad about the Mrs. Lewis grand prize and
–
so,
wait, this is, it has your face here. It's your comment.
Okay, so right here it says, okay, swing in the air, something about the girls getting mad about the misery. Oh, because that's how it was explained, but it was a joke.
You think he does that? Okay, well, this is what I
want to say. Hold on, Ray Ray, let me finish explaining to you what was said. What was said was...
Listen to me. I don't care if it was a joke. I just don't play like that. First of all, it's so that you know, so that everybody know, I was not upset about Ms. Brahe's losing. I was upset. Well, why I was upset with Tayana is because she screamed at me, and I felt embarrassed in front of all the little faggots.
But wait, your name wasn't even said here. What was said was, Kima battled Toya. What was said was Kima battled Toya. They were up. Kima lost to Toya, and Kima stormed out and was up saying, "I'm tired of this shit." That's what actually was said. But just giving people the juice because I was typing it and Tanyana was giving it to me because that's our group. That's where we spill the tea per se. But no shade. Don't have to worry about it again.
Well, that's what I wanted to know. I don't have to worry about it again. That's
but this is my question, Ray Ray. Why couldn't you pick up the phone and call me? Why would you get online and say all of this when, no shade, it wasn't, if you thought I really was trying it, which, no shade, I wasn't even at the ball. So how do you think I found out?
Okay, well, let me explain this to you. The reason why I didn't call you and the reason why I did it on this line because I felt like that comment was a public comment.
It was a private comment among 30 people.
So that's why I felt the need. First of all, I don't have your phone number. And when I called Tanya.
Anyway, she got on a public forum, so you can get on a public forum.
It wasn't a public forum. That group in this. Well, no shade. That's our group.
Well, I just got a message that came across Yahoo, and the message reads, Ray Ray, oh, they hung up. So, oh, well, whatever. I can't go read the message. They're gone.
What did it say?
Oh,
The message came across Yahoo, and it said, what the fuck, can Lily stand up for himself? Why does that funky Q always have to be in the background talking for Ray Ray? Too many things. TMI. It's a big juice. It's a big motherfucking juice, honey, bitch. But I don't know, honey. Hold on. We got a caller, honey. Hold on. 862-234. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I want to know, ask Miss Lucky Evisu a question on the air. I want to know why did Evisu throw her out for being a 21-year-old cokehead?
Oh, I don't know.
Yes, honey. They threw her out. And now she's calling up on the house. What'd you say?
Who threw her out?
The board, I heard the board threw her out. Like, they were sick of her. Her attitude is shitty, and she's addicted to drugs, and they don't see it.
Oh, wow. Oh my God. I'm gagging.
Yes, Miss Bang.
It's a big juice, honey. It's a big juice.
Yeah, so I just need that young lady to go get some help.
Oh, well, maybe if you could see her, you could take her and go get help and help her.
Well, she's probably, her nose is probably, you know, a little occupied
that's
right now, but I'll find her.
That's smart, Peter.
Oh, okay. Thank
out.
You, baby, for definitely calling in. The next caller I have is 937-397. You're live on the air on the recap show.
I'm not
going to
stay here
loud. 937-397.
Okay.
You're live on the air on the recap show. Okay, I guess you're not on the air, okay? So, now, since we done did the ball in Atlanta, we done did the three categories in Chicago, we done did the Ray Ray and Tiana incident, oh, and yes, we definitely got to say rest in peace to Reinhardt. I don't know. I can't get her name together. Amy Winehouse.
Tierra.
Miss Amy Winehouse, she passed away, Miss Thing. So we definitely got to say rest in peace to her. She definitely passed away. Hold on, I got another caller. 773-731. Live on the air on the recap show.
Great. Good afternoon. Good evening, everyone. How you doing?
Good evening. Who am I speaking with?
This is the Banks.
Hey, Banks. What's going on?
I'm good. Well, first of all, I would like to say, you know, when you lay your head next to and break bread with bitches on a daily basis, and a bitch got something to say, you goddamn right, you gonna tell them. This wolf in motherfucking sheep's clothing ass, non-ball walking, non-factor, palatosis having ass bitch in her smart ass mouth. Please keep it very cute. I'm pretty sure that you're still listening. I'm not the one at all to play with in that shape, form, or faction. I don't get down like that. So please watch your mouth. And I did tell my motherfucking roommate, a bitch that I've been living with for the past year, about a motherfucking thread when a bitch want to run my motherfucking roommate in name through the ground. Definitely.
But
I always
hold
will.
On, thanks.
So kick
who,
me out.
Who read her name down in the ground?
Who is this?
No
is
one
this?
Said.
Who is this?
This is Marcus.
Who is this?
No one. This is
Marcus. Now, what you... That, I didn't... I,
that's
all
the
I did
part
was
that
read it.
I'm
all I did was read it back.
What
he
was
took it the way that he wanted to because you always in somebody else's business. Why
but
do
it
you
wasn't
continue,
even
me. Wait, question. My question is to you is why do you continuously be in everyone's fucking business? Like, is this your pastime, bitch? Do you get your, like, jokes and giggles out of all of this and reading people
hold
behind...
On,
behind
it's
behind
a
back
kiki
behind
when,
the back?
Joke, well, hold on, when the joke is on everyone else, it's fine. But when we're supposedly reading, because I didn't consider that a read per se. They had words. We talk about everybody else having words. It's fine when it's someone else's friend, but it's when it's your friend you don't want it to be discussed. When it's
no,
me,
not, that, no,
you don't
no.
mind it being discussed. No shade. I didn't say. I knew that there
first
was
first of all, that's the first time
Ray
I've ever discussed anything. I've ever motherfucking discussed anything out that room. And if you go and check Dexter's page, I asked him repeatedly, please add Q into this room so that he could see what the fuck I'm seeing, because he was already in the room. That's number one. Number two. I can say what the fuck I good and goddamn ready to
well,
say.
I don't
that's
have a problem with what
fuck.
You said. I don't have a problem with it. I just wanted it to be repeated
salary,
the way it
honey.
Was said.
I'll say what
Marcus
I want to.
Did not,
Well,
the
I get them goddamn ready
Ray
because
Ray
I pay my way and my kids' way, bitch,
recorded.
And I continue to do it, bitch. But back to you, you fucking thief. Don't give me that. Like, real talk. I don't even know you.
Okay.
You don't even know me. You always
I don't
you
know you.
You have something to say. Exactly.
I don't know
so,
you.
Let's
and
keep it like
I
this.
Don't discuss
let's
you.
Keep like this. I'm a non-fucking factor to you, bitch, and you're a non-fucking factor to me.
Hello?
Keep my name
hello?
Out of your mouth, boo-boo, and we can all leave this alone. Yes, yes,
hello.
Hello?
Hello. Okay, now this is Miss Cabbage. Both
okay,
of y'all get off this motherfucking line with this bullshit. Get off right now. Get off. I don't want to hear another word, Banks and Marcus. Get off.
Oh, okay, Banks is gone.
Get off.
Banks is now gone.
Marcus, get off.
Okay, the girls are now gone, honey. It's
okay.
A big juice, honey.
Now I'll continue your show.
Baby, it's a big juice, honey. I'm trying to, okay. It's a big juice mistake. All of this shit go over these girls, honey. Now, okay, Tayana, you're back. Okay, so now we're going to go into what's next, honey. Okay, what was next on my agenda? Okay, we're going to talk about this all-star show that they had this weekend here in New York City, honey, okay? Just a mess. I don't know why my computer is not letting me upload the videos, but you girls, I'm going to have the videos to all the girls out there. I'm going to have my quote-unquote, honey, my quote-unquote mascot cameraman tag me in the picture on Facebook. So you girls can definitely see the fight. So can you tag me in those pictures so the girls can go to my page and see the incident that I was talking about? If they buy the computer and everything, they can go and see the fight and everything. So this weekend I went to the All-Star show. So I get to the show, and after the show is over, I'm standing outside, and the girls give the very, oh, it's going to be a fight, and it's going to quah-quah-quah, and the girls going to this and that and everything. So my grandson, a.k.a. the mascot cameraman, like Nicole called him when she called him and tried to read him, recorded the fight. Okay, like any place else you go to, a ball, any place else you go to on the street, on the train, or you see a fight, you know you're going to pull out your camera and you're going to record the fight. So he recorded the fight. Smurf Khan had a fight with Calvin 007. He's a child that comes to balls, but not really into the balls like that, but he does come to balls from time to time. Had a fight. Calvin went and he snuck Smurf, and they fought, and it was a one-on-one fight. It was recorded and everything was put up. Nicole felt some type of way about that fight. So she called the girls and she was reading about the fights and everything. So in the next fight, it was, I don't know who was the next fight. The next fight, two other kids that comes to balls, but they really don't walk balls like that, but they was both fighting. So my son, Danny Mizrahi, was about to jump into the fight. I told Danny to back up and to mind his motherfucking business, okay? So now Jaden Ebony comes, and he's aggressively on the two that was about to fight and was about to jump in the fight. So I turned to Jaden, and I told Jaden, mind your business. Jaden turns back around to me and tell me, no, bitch, you mind your business. So then I told me to back the fuck up. Mind you, I'm just trying to make sure it's a one-on-one fight. I have been out in this ballroom scene for 16 years come October. I have never been a bitch to want to jump somebody. I don't like bitches that jump people. If people are going to fight, I don't have a problem with anybody fighting. I don't give a fuck if it's in the ballroom scene, outside of the ballroom scene. If you're going to fight, it's going to be a one-on-one fight. So for me to tell my child Danny to back up because his son and Jaden's girlfriend was fighting, and for my child to listen to me, and for Jaden to take and come and disrespect me and then jump up in my face and tell me, no, bitch, you back the fuck up. Mistake. It was a whole big thing. The video is out and everything. I was going to whoop Miss Jaden's ass. Jaden was so out of control. Nicole said that's her gay child. She could have controlled him if she was there and all this other motherfucking shit, okay? And like I told Nicole, you couldn't control control him. You wouldn't have been able to control him if you were still in the call, because the cops couldn't even control him until they had to put him in handcuffs and put him in the back of the car to calm him down. So how could you control him, Nicole, as your gay child, and law enforcement couldn't control him? He kept going off at his mouth. Then after the fact of him going off at his mouth, he went into the underground group that I took myself out of the underground group and wanted to persist to go on and read me in the underground group. And like I told Nicole, when I see him, I'm going to smack the shit out of him. Nicole wants to call around to everybody, and she wants to read, and she wants to make this into a big situation that more than what the situation is, and the situation has nothing to do with anybody's houses. All the three fights that happened at the All-Stars, everybody had their one-on-one fight, whether a person was snuck or whether a person came up to the person and squared off one-on-one. However it happened, it was a one-on-one fight, whether you got snuck or not. Everybody had a one-on-one fight out of the three fights that happened that night. And Nicole is taking this situation completely ham in this whole situation and everything. But that's what happened at the All-Star Show. And the videos is definitely up on my page. And if Nicole would like to call in and say whatever she would like to say, she is more than welcome to definitely call in. The lines are definitely open for her to call in. And, you know, and she can say what she has to say. Because she called and she read everybody, left messages on everybody's phone. And it was ridiculous the way Nicole was going off, because these kids had one-on-one fights.
Okay.
And that's the situation. Now, do anybody have anything to say?
So, Kelly, what happened? Did you discuss your ball?
Oh, no, I didn't get... Oh, child. Oh, my God. What? Child. I definitely got to congratulate the House of Poochie and the House of Pink Lady, Amori and Twiggy. Y'all definitely brung y'all Kiki houses out. Y'all Kiki houses definitely came out to play. I had 29 categories. So in the fact of me having 29 categories, that there wouldn't be a tie with me having 30 categories. So when I think of doing a half a house and the house that win the most, I think about having 29 categories or 31 categories or something like that. So it wouldn't be a tie. But the Pink Ladies won 12 categories. And the Poochies won 12 categories, because four other people that walked could have gave their trophy to the Pink Ladies or the Poochies, but they decided to keep their trophies. So those four categories was not represented by Kiki. Well, it was represented by Kiki houses, but it was won by mainstream girls. So it was 12-12, and the tie had the Poochies and the Pink Ladies that got 250 apiece. And so then at the end of the night, it was okay. You can bring it. You can get him on the line. He can call in. Bring him on the line. So then at the end of the night, it was time. I knew that it was the Pink Ladies had 10. The Poochies had 12. So I said to myself, well, there's no way my house, the Pink Ladies, was gonna be able to catch up and win. The Poochies won. Let me go outside and get the money. Because I'm only reason I'm telling everybody this, because I don't know how Rodney and Tiana found out about this. Tiana was in Chicago. Rodney was in Atlanta. I don't know where Marcus was at. So I don't know how they found out about it. So I got to put it out there, because if I don't put it out there, they're going to put it out there. But they found out about it. At the end of the night, I went to Michael Haynes to go get the coins to pay the girls. And so when I came outside, Michael Haynes and Omar, the owner of the Globe, is sitting outside with Charity and the people that collect the money. And 30-something wristbands was missing, and $750 was gone, and nobody knew where the money was at. So I was just sitting there gagging, but at the end of the night, the Poochies and the Pink Ladies got their money, the commentator got their money, and the DJ got his money, and I went home with nothing. But everybody got paid. And so that was the situation.
Hey, hold on, Marcus.
Okay. Hold on, I have another caller. The next call I have is 917-65. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Kelly. Kelly.
Yes.
This is Dexter. All right. I'm listening to you to what you said, right? And you talk about you going to smack Jaden when you see her. Why? Why would you do that? You're a female figure. Why would you do that?
I wasn't a female figure when I told Jaden to back up and Jaden jumped in my face and told me he was going to fuck
me up. Let me say what I got to say. Let me say what I got to say. Y'all been going through this. First of all, that's a child. That's a child. Now, how would you like if I said I was going to smack the shit out of one of your children? I mean, you can avoid that. When you have a problem like that, call me. Call me.
That's the same thing Nicole said.
No, that's the same thing. Cabbage is on the phone, and I told Nicole the same thing.
I don't care
who's on the phone. I'm
going to
say something,
because
at the end
of the day, listen to me. This is what I'm saying, Jackson. You said, call you. Nicole said if she was there, she would have controlled the situation. The cops couldn't even control Jaden. That's why they put him in handcuffs and put him in the back of the car.
Okay, but this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying to you, Kelly. Me and you discussed about him before. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to keep this down to a respectful level because I don't want to see this shit going on. You see what I'm saying? Ain't nobody trying to be the big bad wolf. Ain't nobody trying to have no wars between you and the Ebonies and all this and that. Nobody's trying to do that. These are
this
kids.
Dexter, has nothing to do with the Mizrahis and the Ebonies. Let me tell you something, Dexter, because let me explain the whole situation to you, okay? And then after I explain the situation to you, I'm going to inbox you and I'm going to inbox Cabbage the whole video, and so both of y'all can sit down and y'all can see the video together, okay? The two children, Jaden Flynn and Danny's son, was fighting, okay?
Okay. So
Danny was about to jump in the fight. I told Danny, and it's clear in the video, Danny, mind your fucking business and back up. It's a one-on-one fight. Danny backs up. Jaden comes up to the fight. I told Jaden, back up. Nobody's going to jump in. It's a one-on-one fight. He said to me, no, bitch, you back the fuck up and mind your business. And then jump in my motherfucking face. Dexter?
Okay. I'm here. You finished?
And that's what happened. Then he went on to sit there and tell me, oh, bitch, I'm not scared of you. I'll fuck you up, arguing down as I'm walking up the block, going to my car. Then I came back down the block, and then that's when the cops restrained him and put him in handcuffs.
Okay, so he got arrested for that.
Okay, yeah, no, they detained him for a little while, and then they let him go.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, you know what I'm saying, because I see a lot of shit, they talk about the underground, correct? They talk about the underground and this and that. The video been posted as well. The video has been posted on people's Facebook pages. You see what I'm saying? It was posted inside the underground. You see what I'm saying? I couldn't see it because...
That same group, when Nicole called me and told me, oh, I talked to Jaden, the situation is over. But then I come home, and Jaden's in the underground group because I left the underground group. Jaden's in the underground group, and he's rooted me down in the underground group. But Nicole told me she had the situation under control because that was her child. Cut that off!
Because there was a whole bunch of shit going on, what I'm hearing, that...
And look, Kelly's not in the underground group. So why was Kelly's name in the underground group? When they added Kelly to the group, Kelly left the group. But Jaden was still in the group, reading me down. I had the whole messenger and everything. Okay, so now since we're going to put it out there, and since everything was in the underground group, let's put everything out there and put it up front right now in the group. And since Banks and said, they called in, Marcus did what he did, and now they called in on a public forum, and so now they called in. Let's put it on the underground group. Jaden went into that underground group and said, oh, this fat, nasty bitch and her nasty bike was trying to have a threesome. No, Jaden was trying to fuck my bike. My guy told me, I said, no, we don't have a threesome with him. We were going to both fuck Jaden, but Jaden was scared that it
on the radio. But now it's out on the radio.
But, Kelly, do you really want
to fight? This has nothing to do, because everybody's saying this has something to do with Jaden and Lil B. This has shit to do with Jaden and Lil B, because I was just on Skype with Jaden at Jack House on Thursday talking to Jaden. This has shit to do with Jaden and Lil B.
I ain't say nothing about Lil B.
No, but that's what everybody keeps saying, that this has, my anger towards Jaden has something to do with Lil B. It has nothing to do with that, okay? It has something to do with the fact of Jaden disrespecting me that night outside that All-Star show. Has nothing to do with Lil B, nothing to do with any of that. Me and Jaden was just on Skype for 3 hours when he was at Jack House talking.
Well, my whole thing is this, you know what I'm saying? For you to be a female figure, and you just said when you see Jaden, you're going to slap the shit out of Jaden. If you know that the police had to restrain them, you know that it's some type of problem right there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because with these kids today, Kelly, I mean, I can't even control some of them. You know what
Everything
I'm saying?
Is fine. I'm doing my radio show.
My whole thing is, I just don't want to see you getting into no shit with any of my house members, period. You know what I'm saying?
Can y'all hold on for 1 minute, because now the cops is at my door for me yelling, doing the radio show.
So we might be here actually.
Okay, but everything is fine.
Glad you're here.
Thank you. Now go ahead.
The video was posted up. I don't know what, I didn't never see the video because it was secret. Number two, it was a bunch of bullshit going on saying that you wanted to meet him downtown to fight him, quote unquote, and so on and so forth. You know what I'm saying? All I know is that's my motherfucking house member. I deal with him. I fucks with him like that. I fucks with you. Me and you are right. We go way back. You see what I'm saying? My whole thing is that I'm not going to stand there and tolerate no bullshit like that. I'm just not. You're not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to let that go down. I'm just not. Because somebody's going to wind up getting fucking hurt. We are leaders. Everybody want to preach all this bullshit. Don't do this. Don't do that. But we the one as leaders that's condoning the bullshit. When the fucking shit going to stop? Will somebody die? Because I don't got no problem with jumping on nobody, Kelly, and you know that. You know what I'm saying? I don't want this shit. I do not want this shit to pop off. I really, really don't. I don't want to see you get hurt. I don't want to see him get hurt. I advise you, it's like I'm going to tell him, leave it alone, please. That's all I have to say.
Do anybody else have anything to say? Anybody else that want to call in, feel free that they want to talk. The lines are definitely open, and anybody can definitely call in here because the lines are definitely open. Hold on. I have a caller. 336-615, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes,
yeah.
You're live on the air.
Yes, I don't really have too much to say. I was just listening to this. This is Lawrence Ebony.
Hey, Lawrence. Thank you for just listening, Lawrence.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I haven't heard your voice in a long time. What's going on, Lawrence?
Nothing much. Just chilling. Nothing much, but, never mind. I'm going to keep my company stuck up.
Okay. Thank you, Lawrence. The next caller is Susan Mizrahi. You're live on the air. Susan, you're live on the air. Hello?
I'm here. You there?
You're live.
Okay, I didn't have my other headphone plugged in. Hi, everybody.
Good evening.
Good evening. Kelly, I'm listening to you, and you're getting into it and telling a lot more of your business than you probably should have and probably you're going to regret it. But
no, I'm not going to regret it, Susan, because it was already out. It was already in the underground group, so it was nothing that nobody already didn't know. And it's not like it's a secret. Everybody already know, bitch, that I don't get fucked. I'm a top, so it's not a secret.
Right. Okay, well, Dexter, I think, was calling as the voice of reason, trying to offer an olive branch that I feel like you should take and not go round and round with this until somebody else makes another move, accept what he's saying as bond, and go on with it. Because threatening to hit somebody is one thing crazy. Either you're going to do it or you're not. to say it on the radio is unnecessary. But even without the publicity and the evidence that you leave on your archives, I don't think it's a move that you need to be making right now, because you have so many things planned for your immediate future that are just awesome that, you know, a lot of people don't know about, but you know about them. So, I mean, stay focused on your future. Stay focused on Kelly and not fighting the girls, because at the end of the day, when the fight is over, the kids are still, that fight is going to lead into another fight and going to lead into another fight, because you're talking about legendary, iconic house, people that have generations of members who are going to feel some type of way about anybody in their house being attacked.
Susan, this has nothing to do with houses, okay? I was outside, and I was not, Kelly was right. I was trying to be the mediator in this situation, okay, trying to make sure that nobody jumps anybody. Every time they have these all-star shows, I don't go to these shows, okay?
Right.
I went out because it was a show tribute to my godbrother that they was doing. So I went out to the show that passed away. I went out to the show, and these kids want to fight, and I'm sitting here telling them, well, if y'all going to fight, it's going to be a one-on-one fight. And for somebody to turn around and disrespect me and jump up in my face and tell me what the fuck they're going to do to me, the only reason I didn't do what I was going to do that night is because the cops came. Okay? I'm trying to make sure, if y'all going to fight, I don't have a problem with y'all fighting, anybody fighting, but if y'all going to fight, why y'all got to jump? All these pussy bitches jump because you can't really hold your motherfucking out.
And I understand that, but what I'm saying is tonight, someone is calling and they're offering an explanation of this person's state of mind. And
you say I'm on?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Okay. He's offering an explanation of this person's state of mind. And, I mean, we all know how the girls get full at these functions, and some people can't control that fullness. And I'm not saying that you have to understand every time somebody jumps in your face, but at the end of the day, as our mother, I need you to be able to sit back and assess the situation and figure out what's worth it, what's in it for me. I mean, if somebody just talking to me, I don't care how loud, how rude, if they didn't put their hands on me, I have no right to go back and retaliate and beat them down.
I'm going to post the video up on my page because I guess nobody sees the video. Okay?
No,
I can't see the video.
I'm going to post a video on my page when Jaden pushed my motherfucking hand and shit because I was trying to back him up from the fight. If they're going to fight, it's going to be a one-on-one, and jumped up in my motherfucking face. But I'm a female figure, but it's all right for a bush queen to jump up in my face, but it ain't all right for me to attack him back.
But Kelly, don't you know with them individuals, they always going at it? Like every 2 months they fighting?
I know that they fight it every 2 months, and every 2 months it's a jumping situation. I don't know if it could be Dexter. It could have been you and anybody out there, Dexter. And if somebody's going to jump in the fight, Dexter, I'm going to stop them. And if they're going to jump in the fight, I'm going to be there, and I'm going to make sure, even if I don't have anything to do with it, Dexter, I could be walking down the street, Dexter, or Harlem. And if I see somebody fighting, and it's a one-on-one fight, and somebody's trying to jump in, I'm going to stop it. I don't condone jumping.
But Kelly,
well, Kelly, you know, you know what the kids give, Kelly. That's all I'm saying. You know what they give. That's just like if I was out there and I'm trying to stop it. Don't you think that, you know what I'm saying, sometimes I have arguments with my own house members, and they be pushing on me and shit like that because they be out of control. You know what I'm saying?
But Dexter, also, Kelly, you promised us you were going to stop being Captain Save-A-Ho. So when are you going to stop? You can't save everybody. Some people, when you get yourself in a situation, you fight. And of course, you do. I mean, do a little bit, but you're doing a lot right now. You're doing a lot, and I haven't seen the video, but as far as emotionally, you're letting it tear you down. And like I said, you got too many things planned for your immediate future that you don't need to be involved in that. That's all I'm saying. Is think about you. I'm not even talking about nobody else. But I do respect the fact that Dexter's calling here, and offering an olive branch and an explanation. And you need to really listen to the voice of reason. And you know,
okay,
you know I love a, you.
That's
and
all
I
I'm saying, Kelly. You know what I'm saying? And the whole thing is, you know what I'm saying? You know, Jack is Jaden's mother. You know what I'm saying? Jaden be over there. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Around your family and stuff like that. And with this stuff, with this little clique and stuff, they're going to keep doing it, Kelly. They're going to keep doing it. They're going to keep doing it. Look at it when we was younger. Look how it was when we was in jail, bitch. We knew
when we was younger, when we was younger, and Cabbage can vouch for this, and Rodney can vouch, and you can vouch because we was all back out in the day. When we was younger, when we fought, it was a one-on-one fight, and nobody jumped.
But you know how that's, you know what I'm saying? That's how that's going to go. That's why Mother Khan got herself involved because, you know what I'm saying, somebody jumped on her child and this and that. You know how that go. You know what I'm
Nobody
saying?
Nobody jumped
they,
on her
they,
child. Her child had a one-on-one fight.
But you know what I'm saying. It don't matter if it's one-on-one or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people going to feel some type of way. You know what I'm saying? Now, I know this situation been going on for a long time for various reasons. You know what I'm saying? But my whole thing is to you. You know what I'm saying? I don't live out there where y'all live at. You know what I'm saying? I live in Long Island. You know what I'm saying? I can't be running back and forth like that and so on and so forth. You know what I'm saying? By you putting that threat and this and that, that's just going to just boil up the situation. You know what I'm saying? I would just like you to be a lady and just step back and let them do what they got to do. No shade.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? No shade.
Kelly, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
You know I love you. And if somebody puts their hands on you, I'm all for all of us putting them together so they'll never do it again. But at the same time, I don't know, this shit is just, we're just getting past some serious situations and we're trying to resolve some shit. Now, I know in the heat of battle, you don't want to think about being rational. And I don't agree with the lady shit because if somebody hit a lady, that lady got the right to tear their ass out the frame. That's just my opinion. Fuck all the lady shit. If you coming at me, then I'm going to come back at you. But now, let peace. Let peace be the solution and try to figure out how you can deal with him. I mean, maybe he needs some help. Y'all was joking somebody earlier about needing some help. Maybe I think it was you who said that. Maybe you need to see if he needs some help.
Oh, well, we're not going to go in there. Thank you, Susan, for definitely calling in. I'm not even going to go into that. But thank you, Susan, for definitely calling in. Okay.
Dexter?
Yeah.
You still on the phone? Oh.
Everybody on this panel, what's up? I was sitting here listening for a long time. As you know, Kelly had me in the queue because she's feeling like the big bad wolf these days. So she's being very mean and catty. But I wanted to come to say basically what Susan said, and that this is where me and Kelly is having a problem at, so I won't be on your show long, because I've asked her as a sister to, let's just back up, please, because I just didn't want it to look like we were getting involved, so that it won't be a house thing, or it won't be a leaders thing, or, you know, because I'm going to protect mine to all four cores like she should do hers. So I asked her that I think that we should just, you know, I personally believe, Jaden is one of my gay sons as well, that there are other issues and other things that have went on that have caused him to trigger like that. Not that it's right and not that he should have done it. And I also offered up a suggestion to Kelly for it being that her kids and Jaden and my son, you know, the ones that were actually battling each other, I offered up a suggestion that will keep it along the line of them. And not us, and not this topic, and not the ballroom scene, because this is what they're doing, like, you know, high school kids going to school, you attack my girlfriend, I'm going to attack your girlfriend, you know, and we can't do nothing about it, and this is something that they will have to grow up out of. That's just, we've done it, we all did it. It wasn't about jumping, I heard the whole thing of jumping. The fight that Smirk was having was because of Jaden. So Jaden feeling like, I got to be right here. I can't move. I'm going to be right here because he just got snuffed and he's fighting them, and I'm going to stand right here. Kelly's like, move. He like, no, bitch, you move. Because she's standing there. He's standing there. His friend just got attacked. Come on, let's try to understand, you know, what's going on, why this fighting is going on.
Nicole, let me stop you, Nicole.
No, you can't wait. Don't do that. You always stopping someone. Let me finish, and then you can go ahead. Because what I'm just talking about is the frustration.
Smug fight was not the fight that I told Jada to back up from. Smug fight already had been done, and Smug was already gone. So we're going to talk about facts. Let's get the facts straight. That Smug fight was the first fight. The fight that I told Jaden to back up wrong from was the third fight. Smug was already gone.
Okay, so but it's all about the same thing. The fight with Smug, the fight with Nelly, and I've done my homework on each and every last individual, and it's all about the same thing. Calvin, Nelly, Smiles, it's just a whole bigger group of people that are attacking back and forth. You know, that one was my girlfriend. I'm gonna attack that one, and I think it's Caddy and Tyatt. But as far as Smug being attacked, I said it to Kelly. Smirk has to attack back. That's his business. They snuck him. They were supposed to. He's on their side. If he's their girlfriend and their girlfriend and they're battling each other, what do you expect that's going to happen? I didn't get involved. I told him as a mother, you need to handle your business because now you has just been initiated in. And I just didn't think as us, like this right now happening, should not be happening because we have nothing to do with it. And it's as long as we're not doing it as a group, as them as like the House of Ebony attacking, you know, this one or the House of Ebony, then it has nothing to do with us. And we need to allow them kids to be kids. But when we start to interfere by taking sides and not trying to end it, it can upset a party. She said that she was sitting there saying that they should have a one-on-one. If I was there, there wouldn't have been no one-on-one. Because I'm not going to let them fight there in front of me. I don't see that. But if that's how she chose to handle it, that's fine. But the person that was, you know, always been fighting was very upset. So I just asked Kelly, out of respect, like, you know, sis, don't, you know, leave it. But Miss Kelly's going off. She's cursing. Monique's in that background going off. And I'm like, listen, well, let us be the solution of letting them fight then. Just let them fight. You know, we don't have to express our opinion or get in, and nobody can understand what I'm saying. That's all. I'm not mad, Kelly, Tyshawn, or anybody. I just want us all to step back and allow these children to be children, because when we get involved, that's when it makes it a bigger thing. That's all. That's all. It's no juice.
And you know what? She is completely right. This is just children being children. Individuals, not houses and stuff attacking each other, just individuals. But besides that, I want to know who the rat bitches was riding on the underground.
Who's this, Paris?
Yes, it is. Goddamn it!
See the whole thing with that. Okay, the whole thing with that, and I'm gonna say it like this, and I don't give a fuck. Okay, I'm gonna say it just like this. Motherfuckers want to read motherfuckers when they want to. And then when they hear something slick about them, they want a motherfucker to be shady about the whole situation. I don't give a fuck what goes on in the underground. As long as they not talking about nobody mamas, talking about who's dying and this and that, I don't give a fuck. Because we all get bad. I get bad in the motherfucker underground. It's all for fun. It's all for fun. You know what I'm saying? Now, y'all trying to take this shit and trying to make it seem that the underground group started this shit, all you motherfuckers is wrong. No,
it had nothing to do with the underground. It's going to the underground after it started. This has been going on for months.
Months. Can you explain to the people that don't know what the underground is? Can you explain to them what it is?
Hold on, Tyana. Go ahead.
Nicole, you said my name, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, I wasn't going off, Nicole. I was telling you to look at the video. First of all, I stopped Kelly from fighting Ellie Boy outside. That's number one. When you called Kelly, you told Kelly to get your son and get the
other get mine.
That your son had a fight with, and you was going to make them have a one-on-one. So why are you getting up on a radio show and acting like you wasn't going to let them fight when you was calling Kelly?
No. Wait a minute. No one is getting on the radio show, and you coming at me like the second time. I have never, Monique, I have never bit my tongue or said anything. Okay, so I said a lot of people say your name.
You said I was.
You got kids. A lot of people say your name. And so you coming up here, Monique, like I told you then, I'm not going to yell and scream and go back and forth. Monique, I will say whatever I want. Monique, you sound disruptive and crazy. You need to go sit down somewhere. Go sit down and take a deep breath.
Monique,
go sit down and take a deep breath. Monique, slow down and take a deep breath. You need to breathe. I'm not you calling my name, but she's yelling and screaming, and all I was making is a comment. And yes, you are absolutely right. If Kelly posted something about y'all children getting snug, I told Kelly that's not fair. If they really want it, let them fight a 101. I also said, for the record, that being that Danny is the header and Jason is the header, let them fight.
Anything. Kelly didn't post anything. You don't see anything posted from Kelly's page.
It's not posted from my wall.
Nicole had a situation with the situation. I tagged Nicole in the video. It was not posted from my wall. Like Nicole said, my mascot with the thin braids, the flunky, my taper recorded the video. It was not, I did not post the video. I tagged Nicole in the video so she could see exactly what happened because she said they jumped her child and they snuck her child.
No, I said they snuck him. I never used the word junk. I said snuck them, and y'all were there. Why? Now, mind you, y'all got to get into everybody's on this panel. They come to the ball, the thing at the end of it.
We still overlooking the issue. For real. You know what I'm saying? I don't call up here like that. We still overlooking the issue. You know what I'm saying? If them kids want to fight, let them fucking tear it. All right? Y'all stay out of it. I'm staying out of it. You know what I'm saying? Because this is just getting too ridiculous. This shit been going on for the longest. It's been going on for the longest. I mean, come on.
The hatred and
stuff
that people have built and built up in them been going for a long time. All this stuff has all been going for a long time. The things that people got to say has been going for. It lets you know how much is still lingering in the air after so many years. Because people don't respect each other at all. You can't even come to terms with somebody that's supposed to be your age now because they have something deeper going on in them and for you. It's always like that. So what can you do? That's why I suggest that just all of us just humble and be quiet. They're going to tear it. You're going to bring your side. I can bring. Let them kids be those kids. That's what's my overall suggestion, period. But, of course, it's going extra because it's so much more.
Of course it's going extra. I mean, this is why I called in. Of course it's going extra. You know what I'm saying? I understand how Kelly feel about the little reads and stuff like that, but come on, let's go. I mean, come on, for real.
This
is going to get way out of hand.
Hold on, Dexter, because I'm just so tired of I've been dealing with this and being in phone calls about this situation all weekend, and I'm just tired of the phone calls and the situations about this, and everybody thinking that it's some underlying, everybody has some alternative motive about the situation, and everybody has something to say, but nobody was actually there, so nobody knows the situation unless you was actually there. I'm just so over talking about it. I'm just done with the situation. Whatever happens, let the cards just fall where they may fall. But on a lighter note, I want to let everybody know, to all the mothers and fathers and overseers that's out there, I definitely do want to let them know that coming October 15th in Richmond, Virginia, it will be the legendary mother, Jasmine Couture Collections Ball, will be happening in Richmond, Virginia. It's $10,000 for the house with the most points, and it is another $5,000 for the house with the best grand march. The flyers will definitely be out for the latex ball. The Facebook page will definitely be up and running in the next couple of days, and tables will definitely be on sale this week for the ball. So all you girls out there that want to get tables, tables are first come, first serve basis for tables. So if you want to lock down your table and make sure your house is definitely in the front row, because y'all know Skateland is big and it's going to be a long runway, and y'all definitely do want to have front row center seats, definitely hit up my sister at Jasmine Couture on Facebook, and y'all can definitely make arrangements to definitely pay for y'all tables now, so y'all tables can definitely be up front. It's 20 tables. The first 20 tables is on sale, Miss Thing, and after that, Miss Thing, your house will gag. No tables, I'm letting y'all know now up front, no tables will be sold at the door. Okay? Got it? Good. Y'all got that? All y'all overseers and parents that's on the phone lines, y'all got that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so definitely hit up my sister and definitely make arrangements with her to definitely start paying for y'all tables this week, because you know those 20 tables will go fast. So definitely get on that with your house members, collecting y'all dues to get y'all coins together. Y'all know how much the tables are. They're 200 girls. The tables are going to be fabulous. You know the tables are definitely going to be decked out with fruit platters, baskets, bottles of wine, and everything. So definitely, girls, definitely do get up on that. That's just to change the subject, because I don't want to talk about this anymore. The categories
Kelly,
are definitely
one question.
Yeah.
One question, Kelly. Jasmine still a Mizrahi?
You want to ask Jasmine? She's on the phone line.
I bet you the host of the show.
Would you like to ask Jasmine? I could bring her on the line for you. You can ask her yourself.
It ain't that serious.
No. I'm gonna bring her on the phone line, so you can ask her yourself. Hold on.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-
Hello, Jasmine. Yep. Jasmine.
She said she's just listening, Kelly.
She just
don't you got other things to worry about with police knocking at your door because you can't lower your voice?
Oh, shit, really? Oh, my God. Baby, when I tell y'all girls, when I tell y'all, y'all would have gagged. Oh, let me take the answer back on hold. Okay, Jasmine don't want to talk. She said, she just sent me a message. She said, y'all have to wait until the ball find out exactly what she does on Grand March. But y'all would have gagged this thing, because, baby, the way they came up in here, bitch, they just slamming them at my front door, and they just swell police cars downstairs. And Monique went and opened the door, and they said, Monique started reading them, honey. They told Monique, we was just trying to make sure you was all right, because you could have been getting beat up in here. I told them I'm doing my radio show. Get away from my door.
Kelly,
that's a sign, Kelly.
Yes. I need to make a couple of announcements.
Go ahead.
I want to say condolences to the Revlon family. Drag's realness, Kiara Revlon, was found dead in her apartment tonight. I think they said tonight. Drag's realness from South Carolina. So condolences to Tony and the Revlon family for their loss.
Yes, definitely got to say condolences to Tony and the Revlon family. Definitely send out, I'm definitely going to, while Rodney is on that note, I definitely got to send out a condolence to the Hassan Mizrahi, because legendary Noel Mizrahi from Philadelphia passed away last week on the phone with his biological mother. So definitely condolences out to him and his family also.
And also at the ball in Atlanta, I forgot, so I have to definitely give him a shout out. My dad, Tony Revlon, won one runway at the ball. He definitely was on the runway. He told everybody he was coming back out to play. He started in Atlanta, so he's working his way to New York for the latex. He will be on the floor the rest of the year.
I know that's right.
He and out to whoever Slim is, go to hell.
Oh. Well, my condolences to the whole house of Revlon. I'm sorry for your loss.
Okay. Well, we got another caller.
The next caller is 336-615. You're live on the recap show.
Hello.
Yeah.
I know I meant to ask y'all, because I haven't been listening to the whole show. Did y'all discuss how Exotic changed his vote for the last Saturday here in Atlanta for Jason Fitzpatrick?
We sure did.
Oh, y'all, so that was discussed. Okay, I was just making sure somebody else saw that other than me.
We sure did, honey. We discussed that, honey. We talked about that, honey.
Yeah. We'll get out this way.
Oh, my God. Who phone is that with all that noise and stop, honey. But if anybody got anything else to say, please feel free to definitely press 1 at this time. We are definitely taking all callers, honey. We got about 10 minutes left to the show before we definitely do get up out of here. So if anybody got anything to say, press 1. If you got any question, you can definitely press 1, and we got to take 1. Dexter, are you still on the phone?
Yeah.
Yes, Dexter is still on the line. Dexter, are you on the phone?
Kellen.
Are you on the phone with Marcus?
No, Jason.
Jason, who? What number?
Probably the 917 number.
The 917 number. Okay, you on the phone with Jason?
Yeah.
Hold on, Dexter. I'm about to send you private with somebody so you can get the number. So somebody wants your number.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, hold on. I'm about to send you private right now. Yeah. Okay. So, does anybody have any more questions or anything? It's just been a big juice. It's been a big juice tonight.
Yeah.
It's been a lot going on. Hold on, we got another caller. Hold on. 347-335, you're live on the air.
Bitch, you had me on hold and I made a mistake and hung up. Then I called back. It was busy. What the fuck is going on?
Baby, this show gets packed, honey. It be packed, honey. So it be so jam-packed. It be so jam-packed. It be crazy. That's why when the girls get online, and they got
to
stay online. What's to you, baby? This is the legendary baby Alora's on the phone line with Lies.
Just chilling and shit. I had a good time with you on Friday.
Hey, baby.
Hey, who not to call?
Yes, hi. How are you?
I'm good. Life is good. I'm blessed. Highly favored.
Okay.
What's going on, baby?
I'm good. Who that? Oh, hi, Rodney. What's up, brother?
Nothing much.
So I wanted to tell Ken congratulations on his ball. Sorry I wasn't able to make it, but I heard it was a success. I also wanted to congratulate Little Trey on becoming an Ibiza now. I wish him well, and I know it's going to be a great success for him. And, congratulations on that.
What Little Trey?
Oh, Trey left the house on Lord. He's not an Ibiza?
I'm just saying congratulations. That's my little brother, and I love him, and I wish him well.
Oh, so they kicked out Lucky and they got Little Trey.
I don't know anything. I'm just saying congratulations to my little brother and I wish him well. That's all. Why y'all fall out? Is it because y'all
don't know? I don't know anything. I'm just saying congratulations. That's wrong.
I mean, you know, why y'all fall out? Because y'all know me?
Right. I don't know anything. Yeah, all right.
What? Hey, I love the old school classic shade, baby. I love it.
I love it too, sis. I'm getting off the phone because I got to go to sleep now. All right, good, baby. You have a good night. Nicole, hit me up tomorrow sometime.
Kelly.
Yes.
Nicole.
Hold on. The next caller we have is 404-369. You're live on the air.
Hey, yo, what's up?
What's going on? Who is this?
Hello?
Yeah,
hello,
who's this?
Oh, no, this is Trey from the A.
What's up, E?
Shit, I was just trying to see if anybody else was really paying attention during call or whatever. They was really saying who supposed to have stayed for that twist. Was it should have been Smiles or should have really been Joseph?
Somebody's phone is cutting up. Somebody three way is knocking up. It's all on the phone.
Right. Oh, wait, hold on. Okay.
Oh, so
hold on. The next caller is.
Oh.
The next caller is 267-515. You're live on the air.
How you doing, Kelly? This is
Who's this who?
Oh, my God.
Who phone is giving the show?
It's their phone, whoever it is.
Somebody phone is giving shows.
You can't tell who it is? You can't tell?
Oh, now it's gone.
No, hello? You're live on the air, baby. What's T?
Hey, it's Tails. How you doing?
What's going on, Tails? How you doing?
I'm chilling, just listening.
Okay, I know that's right. Thank you for just listening. I'll see you next week.
Somebody had just called my name. Who was that?
I don't know, but this phone is really carrying. Well, phone it is 240-468. Your line was A on the recap show.
Hello.
Hey,
240-468. You're live on the air on the recap show. Okay, they're gone. Who phone is cutting up like
whole
that?
Right, I was
gonna say
you can't figure out.
I'm trying to. Only people phone.
It's gone.
It's only.
Tayana, you still there?
Yes, Tayana's still there. It's only me, you, Cabbage, Rodney, and Nicole.
Well, it stopped when Tayana stopped talking.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit.
Susan, you're live on the air again.
You don't hear
it. I just wanted to call back because Nicole is on. And I guess Ty, Monique is not on the line anymore.
No, right. Kai's not on the phone lines.
Okay, because we, Nicole, you and I and Kai, we sat on the front row of Jennifer's homegoing service.
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards, we made a promise to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm. It's not me that, Susan. What this
okay,
thing
but,
is,
but
this
I'm
is
saying,
a power but, struggle. Because it's me involved, you got them all jumping like and giving
right.
all of this. And I'm not trying to
but
give
I'm
that.
I'm calling to apologize to you on behalf of really, the house was just right because Kai was emotional and no, you should not have been disrespected in that manner. And y'all can disagree a little bit better than what happened tonight and all of that was going on. And I appreciate you so much, Kelly, for taking it down a tone or two. But to Nicole, not just as overall East Coast mother, but for all that you've been to the ballroom, you didn't deserve the shouting match that you were involved in tonight. And so please accept my apology, and I know Kai, being a reasonable person that he is, when he settles down, he will also apologize.
It's not a problem. That's, you know, that's still my sister. Kelly and I'm still my sister. I'm just angry with them because this is a shouting mess for y'all. It's been going on for 2 days with me and them. And I'm like gagging. I'm gagging because it feels like we were 10 years ago. And all this animosity, it's like I'm not giving that. I don't want to give that.
We don't need that. We don't need that. And we love you, Nicole.
And I surely love the whole house of Ms. Rahi and Kelly and Alicia. It's not very that. So, I mean, whatever.
Susan, will I see you Saturday?
What Saturday? Oh, yeah, you'll see me Saturday.
I know the categories for that collection ball is going to be very, very nasty. And I would strongly suggest that if that's going to be something that everybody should be playing in. It's going to be real. Everybody should be playing in. I've listened to a couple of them when I spoke to Jasmine and what she's trying to do. That's going to be very nasty, and there's going to be enough room for everybody.
Well, the Facebook will be up, and it will be running tomorrow. Hopefully by tomorrow the Facebook will be up, and it will be running. The flyers for the collection ball will definitely be out at the Latex Ball, and they'll be out at every other ball. After that, the flyers will definitely be out. So, girls, bitch, you better get on it because, bitch, honey, you already know, bitch, honey. I'm having a house meeting next week, Miss Thang, and I'm getting my $200 from New York so we can get a table, so we can start getting our tables together, honey. My meeting on Tuesday, the $200 that I collect at the meeting, it's going straight down to Florida to my sister to
start holding my tables because, you know, we coming out to play, and I want everybody to come out and play, honey, especially the Milan.
Everybody will be. Mine's is going to be mandatory, so that we can play with everybody, especially Miss Kelly.
Oh well, I'm gonna be there, and I'm gonna definitely play. Hopefully, my sister has some mother versus mother's categories.
It's the fun. That's gonna be fun because it's the grand march. The grand march is just, and that's one category. So you can get the money for that. And if that don't work out, you can get your kids, bitch, and y'all can fight for that $10,000 like crazy. Somebody gotta come out with something.
And I thank you, Miss Nicole. Thank you for just giving it to us like that.
Somebody got to come out. Hi, Auntie. How are you? You so quiet.
How are you? But now, I'm going to tell y'all right now, right? Because I don't know who's going to win, but I know especially four hosses that I want to play with that night. Okay? And I definitely do. I definitely want to play with the Ebony. I definitely want to play with the Cons. I definitely want to play with the Milans. And I definitely want to play with the LaCroix.
I'll take all that back, and I'll say take away LaCroix, and that same thing for me, but give me Revlon. Because those are all big houses, and they're going to bring all their
fucking
kids.
You know what? I forgot about the Revlon. I definitely do want to play with the Revlon with the As the House categories. Definitely,
yes,
with the Revlon.
Yes, the As the House categories. Yes.
Well, I definitely know if any house is going to bring As the House categories, Tony is definitely not going to play.
What you was about to say, Auntie? What you was about to say? Because you've been trying to say something the last two things. I'm hoping it's fun.
Well, unfortunately, the house doesn't really want to play As the House.
Yes.
We want to play with everybody.
Oh, I know that's right. The girls are definitely.
I know they said that y'all came to North Carolina deep. Like, it was like 70 twisters in both femmes. So that means y'all really coming to play at the collection ball. These points are going to be fighting. They're going to be fighting over these points. These points are going to be amazing. Let's have a clean and fun, safe ball. That's going to be $10,000. I'm in there, baby.
I hope there's a limit per house for individuals to walk because...
that probably would be a fool.
Yes.
Why? Why y'all want a limit? Let the girls just come out.
Just say for Vogue Fem and Rid of the Switch, you're going to have 7 from one house, you're going to have 10 from one house, two from one house, you're going to have... That's just too much.
Okay, well, you know, Jasmine is working, Switch Trade is listening to the show, and Jasmine is also listening to the show as she's working. So,
I'm right here.
What suggestions do
y'all
have off the ball so Jasmine can hear y'all suggestions while she's listening to the show?
Like, because if all the houses are going to play, you can do 3 or 4 members per category. So the ball
can, are you guys listening to me?
Yes.
Oh, Jasmine's here, y'all.
Hey.
Hey, Jasmine, how are you?
Hi, Rodney. I need to speak with you guys also.
Okay.
Real quickly, listen. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you, Nicole, for just, you know, promoting and stuff like that. But Kelly hit it on the nose. The flyer is in the works. The categories are being written as we speak. I have been speaking to all the houses out there, letting them know about the grand prizes. Just putting the word out there, especially the Grand March category. And then as well as, the other categories I haven't, gotten to yet. But I'm also listening to what everybody has to say, getting feedback and opinions and stuff. So if you guys have any opinions, just like I posted on Facebook, the poll for what you guys wanted, and you guys wanted a As the House category, send me your requests, ideas, suggestions and stuff, and I'm definitely taking them all into consideration. as far as, like, limiting, you know, participation and stuff, I have taken that into consideration as well. So just, you know, hit me up and we will talk about it one-on-one. What I have done, though, I'll just make that known right now as I'm breaking them down. I don't want to see 40 and 50 people walk in one category either, but I have also broken down the categories where we are not going to have, you know, the legends and icons battling the up-and-coming as well. So, you know, they'll have their specific categories for legends and icons, as well as, you know, the up-and-coming children. They have their categories as well. And each category will be actually calling for something specific based on the theme of the ball. People are going to have to really put a lot into this 10,000. It's not going to be just, you know, throw on a color and a pair of sweats and walk. So, you know, it's going to have to take a lot for that. But, I mean, we'll speak about that. Hit me up privately on Facebook or call me, Rodney. I do need to speak with you guys on behalf of Milan because I haven't got, you know, down to you guys yet. And Cabbage, also, I know that we were supposed to be talking as well. I've been speaking with Jaquan and a couple of people. So just hit me up privately or, you know, we can talk on one-on-one before the flyer is actually released.
Okay,
okay.
Gotcha. All right.
And what else? Nicole?
I'm here.
And Kelly?
Yeah, I'm here.
Y'all need to cut it out, please.
Talk about the ball.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I had
and
to
the Grand
talk
March
about,
and
talk about something to change it.
We're talking about the Grand March, the movie. Jasmine, has people called about the movie they picked, or has people put
their name in? What I did was I've been talking to you guys, you know, the leaders and stuff about the movies, the movie itself that you guys, I haven't actually set the date and time for, you know, what you guys have to do as far as signing up. That's why I've been throwing into your, you know, contacting you guys and letting you know this is what's going to happen just so you guys can have meetings, talk to your other leaders and house members about it, and just basically brainstorm about what you guys want to do. And then there will be a specific time frame, well, a time that I say on this date is when you guys can start putting in your requests. But just to go over it now that I'm on the line with you guys, pretty much that one of those grand prizes with the house Grand March, it will be based on the movie theme. You guys will pick a movie. It'll be one movie per house. Not per house, but one movie. Yeah, I guess per house. You know, you pick your one movie. Once you pick that movie won't be available for anyone else. And incorporate that movie in your theme, in your look, in whatever you're doing as far as your Grand March goes. Grand March, no less than 10 members, no more than 20 members of your house. And you basically show us a grand march. We don't hardly see grand marches anymore because we don't really have that many house balls anymore. So pick, you know, your hottest people and bring a grand march to life based on that movie theme. It doesn't mean that you have to go acting the movie out. Just to incorporate it in your look, in your theme itself, and bring it to life. The hottest one will turn around and win $5,000. That'll be the first category of the night, and that will open up the ball. So pretty much if I say I'm taking requests starting on Friday or so, just using that as an example, you know, you guys can start contacting me on Friday. If you guys call me and say, okay, we're going to do this, and I lock that down. I'm not telling any house, no house period, what other houses are doing. So if like one house calls and says we are going to do, for example, the color purple, that means that if the next house calls and says, we want to do the color purple, it's not available. That means that you have to pick something else. So when you come to me, make sure you come to me with at least two or three choices, just in case another house has picked it. Now, for example, if you do hit me up and say, we want to do the color purple and it's not available, and then maybe a few days later that house says, Jasmine, we're going to change our mind and we're not going to do the color purple no more. We want to do Terminator. I will contact that original house that requested color purple and say, hey, color purple is back in the pot if you want it. So pretty much I'll work with you on it. That's why I'm trying to do this in advance to give people a lot of time to prepare for it. And that's pretty much how it goes. So I'm not going to do that until you know, put the request and all that stuff out there until the actual flyer is actually completed and posted, and then, you know, they start circulating. The major circulation will be at the Latex Ball, but hopefully by this week, sometime this week, within the next few days, the actual flyer will be posted online, on Facebook, and so forth, where you guys can actually go view it and start getting prepared.
All right. Well, Jasmine, I just don't want you to know that you're not giving that money to Cabbage and Kelly or Rodney. They're not getting it at all. So, sign the envelope now so we understand where it's going.
Okay, now on to the reality of this thing.
Oh, shit.
Also, we have a caller. 317-833, you're live on the air.
Just listening.
Okay,
Damon. Damon.
Hello?
Yeah, that was Opie and Damon.
Oh.
Man,
I was gagging there for slightly 4 seconds. Okay.
What happened?
Miss Kelly.
Oh shit, I just caught that.
That was a bitch when I was drunk.
I gagged it slightly for a second. I wasn't ready for that. Okay.
Hey,
I was not ready for that. But definitely, we're definitely going to be, the show is definitely going to be coming on, you know, more frequently. Now, once the flyer drops, I think our vacation for the radio show is going to be over after the Latex Ball weekend. The summer vacation is definitely going to be over after the Latex Ball weekend. The show is definitely going to be coming on the regular. And,
I thought the show was
going to
come on
you know,
after.
Anybody out there that wants to buy commercials are definitely going to be on sale. We're definitely going to be throwing categories out there for the collections ball and everything, and we're going to be talking about everything. So after the Latex Ball, we will definitely be back off vacation from the 22nd, the 23rd, and the 24th. We will definitely be back on the air 3 times a week, and we're definitely going to be talking about the collections ball, Rodney, and
talking.
Huh?
Can you hear me?
No, what you said?
Nicole, can you hear me?
I sure can, and I got the speakerphone on.
And you
I got the speakerphone on, too, but
talking,
I ain't hear
right?
her. You know how my speakerphone is, girl. She be cutting in and out.
That's because your background is so loud. That's why.
Okay.
How you do a radio show off of a speakerphone? I never understood that.
With everybody in the background.
Well, everybody can hear, and then your loud ass background. Everybody's trying to talk. You just over talking everybody. I don't know. Quick question, Kelly. I thought the radio show was coming back on after Labor Day. Why the Latex Ball?
Why the Latex Ball? Because maybe you know it's a big juice, Miss Thing. It's $15,000, Miss Thing. I want to hear all the girls impact and feedback, Miss Thing. I don't want a month before the ball, Miss Thing, to hear the girls' feedback. I need like a month and a half, Miss Thing. I want the girls and
people
up,
still
Miss
have
Thing.
To. People still have to prepare for Latex Ball. After that, they need to start preparing for the Chanel Ball in Atlanta. After that, guys, from what I'm told, people are going to be heading to Chicago for Marco's Ball and stuff. So we're not going to sit here and start throwing collections ball at them for every 5 minutes. That's not good enough. Pretty much, every ball needs to be supported in the same manner and stuff. But they can start hitting us up now. If you would love to start the show earlier, you know, after Latex, that's fine.
Are you
going to
invite Marco on Kelly for the ball?
Kelly, Kelly and Jasmine.
Huh?
Yes. Do I get an employee discount?
What?
We're going to fly, Rodney.
Okay.
I know, Ronnie, you do need a discount. Can I send you, like, a bunch of flyers since you promote? I mean, you're
of
all
course.
Over the place?
Of
Of course, because James and I have an eyeball, so I want to get my employee discount for my promotion. But yes, of course you can send me flyers, Jasmine.
Are you going to have Marco on for his ball? Are you going to give, you know, give a platform to Marco for her ball?
Marco and anybody else can purchase commercial and they can have the regular promotion.
If Marco wants to purchase, no, if Marco wants to purchase a spot and advertise his ball and they come up here the Wednesday before his function and talk about the rags to riches, Marco is more than welcome to
more
do that.
More than
this
welcome.
This is a public forum for Marco to do whatever he wants. He can come up here and definitely promote his ball. That does not mean because he comes up here and he pays the $100 and he promotes his ball, that does not mean that I'm going to go to the ball and say, yes, he's more than welcome. If I'm ever at a function and somebody throws me off their panel and saying I'm never going back to a function they have.
Cabbage, I have a question. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
And Rodney, you brought up something. I was actually writing some stuff down. I want to ask Cabbage and Rodney and Nicole and Kelly really quickly though. What do you guys think about that one thing that you brought up, Rodney? The whole fact of a category and like 50,000 people walking. What can be done to save that?
Let's start with Cabbage. What do you think, Cabbage?
I don't approve of it, but if those kids pay their money, they should be able to walk.
That's how I feel as well. I do.
Because that's what brings $10,000 to $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, I do understand that.
But, I mean, what do you do in reference to that? Is there a certain thing that...
Shot the ball on time. Give yourself...
We already know. We already know the ball is going to start on time. The last collections ball was supposed to start at 7, and it started at 7. Whether the commentators is there or not, Mother will be on the microphone doing what I got to do for my sister. It will start on time.
But, I mean, even starting... Yeah, but even starting on time, I completely agree with you, Cabbage. But the whole thing with that is, let's just use the example of all those people walking performance. You have a panel of judges, 9 or 11 judges up there. They're already probably going to get so pissed off that they see this whole line all the way damn near out the door of all these performance children. Either they start getting chop happy, they don't not pay attention, they want to get up and all that stuff. What do you do? I mean, you're trying to control everything at one time. The commentators are just so over it, so they're rushing through it. How do you control something like that? And what would just be your suggestion on it? I'm just trying to get feedback based on it.
Make the category interesting.
Very.
Very interesting.
Where it's just not so simple where bitches just sat there and they all just hop in a skirt and walk.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But even when you do that, I'm being devil's advocate here, even when you do that, the judges might, I can't even say unless you have the strong judges up there. Even when you have the judges up there, if, just say, Cabbage is there and I'm there and Nicole is there, we're on the panel, not using us as saying that we will do this, but we are on the panel, and, you know, the Milan walk first, you know, they half ass or the case may be, whatever. Cabbage chops, and then the next two people are going to be Ebony, so it's my turn, you know, to get them out the way, as opposed to actually, if they're not bringing it right, not getting mad if that individual is chopped, since our houses are competing and everybody's going to get back or stuff like that. So how do you go about handling that situation?
Mm-hmm.
But, Rodney, keep in mind, you cannot determine who's going to walk and who's not going to walk. And especially when the young kids pay their money. Like my house, I have a lot of performance children and a lot of twisters, but not a lot of faces. You see what I'm saying? So
right.
If that would take our opportunity to win performance and then turn around and the others win Tech Siren, that's a point for each. So we all got to go with our stronghold.
Mm-hmm.
The Milans have theirs, the Mizrahi have theirs, we have ours, the Khans have theirs, the Alors have theirs. So, I mean, there's really no right answer for this. I guess whatever Jasmine puts in play will be the rule, and that's what we'll have to go by. And then I guess we'll have to alternative the route of how we're going to plan out the House of Ebony winning the money.
Oh, shit.
One of the things that I am going to be asking each house is to really sit down with your house and send me two of your strongest and most fairest judges, you know, for that ball. I'm not having a whole bunch of categories, so it's not going to be no 30, 40, 50 categories that night. It's going to be the really top 25 or 30 categories for that ball. Of course, they'll be broken down within the category itself, you know, like, for example, Sex Time, and you'll have the Catboys for certain points, I'm looking
right.
at news. But, yeah, you'll have, the, you know, everything will be broken down in there for points and stuff, but I'm not having a lot of millions of categories, so I need two of your strongest, you know, judges to represent for your house on there. So just really think about that as well for each house. And then, you know, hopefully maybe even an alternate one, just in case one has to go to the bathroom or is getting a little tired or they need to, you know, get up or something like that. But, like, for example, if I have two segments or whatever, you know, have that one alternate that will, you know, sit in for them and stuff. So I just really wanted to try to be as fair as possible, you know. So we'll just see what happens with that. But I'm just, like, really trying to take a lot of stuff into consideration when it comes to these categories, especially with the big categories that a million people are going to walk. Whatever I do, especially with those big categories, they're not going to be as simple as just, you know, throwing on something. You're going to have to be very creative with what you're doing. So hopefully that'll work out for everybody.
Oh. Okay. That sounds like something that the House of Ebony can work with.
I know that's right. Maybe. The House of Ebony is definitely going to work with it, honey.
Now, you got two calls real quick, and I think you lost Rodney.
Yeah, Rodney is gone. Hold on. They're going too.
Hello.
Okay, but...
You
want
to sweep down? Girl, I was just delighted
to get you. Oh, okay, wait a minute. Hello? Yes, you're live on the air.
Naima, this is Paris Ebony. Not Naima. Kellen, this is Paris Ebony. Now, you keep saying, like, the Ebonies and stuff, and you think it's a Kiki and stuff. You got 50 million children in your house. Plenty of them are not, mind you. But you don't hear me and stuff reading them. So let's keep it cute, Kelly.
Excuse me, what are you talking about?
I'm just saying. Mind you, I thought you were my good Judy. I'm just saying. It's
no, because I'm just saying, you know,
cabbages and stuff on this show. We always keep it ladylike.
Cabbage is on the line, and she's giving away. My sister walked in the building with her coins already. So Miss Cabbage is giving, like, oh, Miss Jasmine might as well not even worry about anybody else. Just give her the $10,000 because she's bringing it back to New York.
You know what? I missed that, but I just thought you were being catty for a second, Kelly. I thought you were being catty.
Oh no, I'm not being catty, honey. I want to see a hot battle. I want to see a hot battle. And the last time I see the $5,000 category, the Khans, you know, the Ebony was in the running.
Oh, okay. But that doesn't mean that the talent isn't there.
Well, and nor does it mean that the past is going to reinvent itself. Who's to say that
okay.
the enemies will be in the running with us this time?
Wait a minute. Let's keep it cute. I'm trying to be cute tonight.
Come on. No, come on.
So let's keep it cute.
Come on.
Because last time when I think female figure month for $7,500, I don't think the Mizrahis were inside the category Noah the Khan for the last battle. When I think $500 mug, neither was it Mizrahis or the motherfucking what, the Khan. So I'm just saying that stuff. But we talking about my house, the Ebony's. So let's talk about everyone else. And I thank you.
Thank you.
And I still love you down, Kelly.
I love you more. And I cannot wait to see the Ebony's and the Khans and the Milans and the Garcons and the Lacroix and the Visus and the Tsunamis
and
the Chanels and Revlons and all the girls at the function and on the floor. I want everybody to definitely bring the A game to the floor. I definitely do. Because y'all already know the Jazz is my sister, and I'm going to be helping my sister down during this night and during this process. So I don't have anything to do with this. You know, last time it was the 5,000, I was there. I wasn't working with my sister. I was there, and I was helping the house. The same thing with Chicago. They got a fence for themselves this weekend, for that weekend, because I'm going to be with my sister, all hands on deck with my sister. So they got a fence for themselves and do it themselves.
I love that.
I do too. We're so convinced. Like I said, sweeties, it's not about anybody else. Rodney's pretty quiet for his house in Milan, but you know we know
where
it's going.
He was driving on the highway.
Oh, okay. Well, we know where it's going. And caller, who was the caller? The Ebony that just called in. I'm glad you called to defend your house, but that money's
Paris.
Not going. Paris, it's not going that way that day. Okay.
It's not going what way?
It's not going that way that day. You get it that day.
Oh,
won't
okay.
be going that way. Okay.
Well, hopefully everyone's ready to battle down and stuff because we definitely have the talent in EBO and Y. Hopefully everyone's ready to battle down.
Because
if I have
a talent for years,
I will.
I could definitely say that it's going to be a battle for the realness category with Ebony. It's definitely going to be a battle with the realness with a twist. It's definitely going to be a battle with the performance category, and it's definitely going to be a battle with the face and the sex virus. But all the rest of the categories, the Ebony's better start recruiting.
Okay, Kelly. No, well, all right, Kelly, I just wanted to speak my piece and stuff because I thought it was a little cattiness, and I'm glad it's not. Love you down.
Love you down, too. You can't wait. We're going to have so much fun at this ball, Miss Thang. You know, Miss Thang, I'll be helping my sister, Miss Thang, but from time to time, I'm going to come out to the runway, Miss Thang. I'm going to read Nicole a little bit, and I'm going to read Cabbage because that gets some ass up, bitch, because me and Nicole be at the Rumbles, and we be going at it. So, bitch. And if me and Nicole go at it for $500 at the Rumble and Cabbage too, bitch, just imagine for $10,000. I mean, reading those bitches down from across the runway. Y'all don't want it. Y'all don't want it. Bitch, it's going to be a battle. We're definitely going to have some fun, honey. But.
And I'm also going to leave out of here with the money.
I still need to go watch Basketball Wives and Single Ladies, honey. I love all of y'all, and I'll definitely see y'all back here next week, Monday. Oh, Nicole and Cabbage and Jasmine, can y'all say goodnight to the girl? Oh, Nicole hung up.
Everybody.
That bitch dropped fast, honey. Cabbage, goodnight, Cabbage. Love you.
Love you too. Bye bye.
Okay. Goodnight, Susan. Love you. Goodnight, Jasmine. Love you. Talk to yourself.
Hi.
Okay, like I tell you, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday when we on the line on Tuesdays and Wednesday, I'm the legendary award East Coast mother of the house of Miss Rahi. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into, please make sure you do practice safe sex because the life you save will definitely be your own. Good night.
Come on.
Hold on, Miss Papa.
him before.